went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh, New York. And we're here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I'll ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully well on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My email is docrick@spineboy.com and my phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, and certainly would be my pleasure to help you get a better understanding of what your concern is and how to manage it and how to overcome it. So I appreciate your time and your attention to that. Now, today's show is, I'm not really sure what today's show is, but I'm going to introduce my cohort for today's show. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the studio from me. And so welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thanks, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And, you know, we've had a departure for the last couple of shows that we've done, and it's been a kind of an interesting journey to take with you, because people oftentimes don't really understand the breadth of the kind of health care that you and other practitioners like yourself offer to people. And people may think, well, you know, Doc Rick is a chiropractor, so if I'm in a car accident and I've had a whiplash injury, I should go see him. And they may not consider that there are a lot of other health issues that you actually do address in your practice, because you actually have a much wider breadth of modalities that you use in your practice. Isn't that true?
That is very, very true. There's 24 different techniques I use in the office. They're all chiropractically based, but they're designed to focus on toxicity within the body, emotional imbalances within the the body, nutritional imbalances within the body, allergy imbalances within the body, physiological imbalances within the body, as well as structural imbalances within the body. It's a very well-rounded approach. There's more than one way to approach a particular problem. There's more than one technique that will help to validate that a person has a particular problem. And so as a chiropractor, it's my job to make sure that your brain and your spinal system is communicating accurately with the body and that it's receiving communication from the body accurately. And with that as a basis of understanding, there really isn't anything that falls outside of the scope of what it is that can be helped with the care that we provide.
And with that fundamental idea of connecting the brain and the body that you do through the spinal cord and the central nervous system, that really allows you to then address not only the brain's intelligence, but obviously the body's intelligence. And the body has a great deal of intelligence related to its health and its well-being.
Absolutely. The wisdom of the body is, it's full of wisdom.
It's vast.
It's just amazing that the body has an inherent wisdom to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and what not to do when it's trying to get your attention. And you know, symptoms is the body's way of letting you know that there's a problem that it needs some outside help with. It's lost greater than 60% of normal functioning. So it's responsible for the first 60% of functioning to bring the body back into balance. And when it can't bring it back into balance on its own, of its own accord, then it will ask you, the owner of that body, to go get some help in the form by producing a thing called a symptom.
But you actually want to address those problems before you get to that point. I mean, part of the reason to have a healthcare advocate who's proactive about health is not to wait until there are symptoms, but to actually address the person's health in an ongoing way.
Absolutely. It's important to take care of things before they become full-blown problems. It's a little bit different from what traditional allopathic medicine offers. It's a little bit different from what your insurance company will cover. Your health insurance company will only cover to get you out of symptoms. It will not cover for you to be healthy. So if doctors are going to get paid for the care that they're administering, they have to validate that you are a symptom-based candidate. There's some objective tests that will validate that you have a legitimate concern. And once the insurance company has reviewed all of that information, then they will consider whether they pay the claim. And if we appreciate what that means for you as the consumer and what that means for your overall health, it means that we're being conditioned to believe that we shouldn't take care of ourselves until we've lost greater than 60% of normal functioning. And it's just sad, because I personally don't ever want to get to the point where I have symptoms. So I'm very proactive with my own health, and I do everything I can to educate my practice members and obviously the listeners to what they should be doing to help themselves.
And that approach, the proactive approach, the health-based approach, is really about being in a health-conscious way oriented towards what your sense of health is, as opposed to what you oftentimes say about the traditional way that we see medicine in the West, is that it's a sick care system.
Right. Health is the absence of disease, but it's so much more than just the absence of disease. Health is being able to function at the highest level possible in all the aspects of what creates a human's life and a human's existence and their ability to interact with their environment.
So happiness is a part of being healthy then in your book.
Absolutely.
And as well as a spiritual sense of well-being. And, you address emotions as part of the way you approach a person's health, not just
their
physical.
Mental health, their emotional health, and also their spiritual health as far as helping to tie everything together so that the person is healthy and happy in mind, body, and spirit.
But here in the West, I mean, hasn't that all been divided up so that you have the mental health professional professionals, and you have the endocrinologists who deal with the hormone system, and you have cancer specialists and neurosurgeons, and then all that's been broken about. But you're talking about something where you're unifying this into a whole.
Yeah, because each person is a whole. They're not just a bunch of parts. They're not just a bunch of systems. They're a homeostasis organism being that has the ability to function and interact and think and reason and understand relationships, and it's having all those wonderful gifts and having them all coordinated in a balanced fashion is what life is supposed to be about, you know, done in a very engaging, empowering way. And unfortunately, when one has a health concern, they lose sight of that. And, you know, our whole healthcare industry is about managing a person's symptoms, not really addressing and fixing their overall health.
Well, you know, if somebody comes, I'd like to talk to you today about breathing issues that people have. I mean, we have a lot of issues where people are having asthmas and allergies. There are all kinds of breathing issues, and so those are localized in one particular area of the body, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, it represents your respiratory system, and that's not just you know, just the lungs themselves, but it's the lungs. It's the how the lungs exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's the diaphragm that helps the lungs expand and contract. It's the bronchial tracheal trees. It's the bronchioles. It's the trachea. It's the esophagus, the upper part. Well, it's actually the larynx and the pharynx and the sinus passages and both your nose and your mouth, which allows you to take air in. But also associated with breathing is your cardiovascular system and the exchange of oxygen and the ability of the blood to be pumped through the body. Body and to the lungs and back to the heart. And so it's more than just about breathing. I mean, there's so much involved with that and helping to maintain balance and deal with anything that's interfering with it or creating symptoms in it is important.
So again, you don't just simply identify there's a breathing problem, let's just address the breathing problem. You look at something further in the body and what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about the there's a nerve that comes out of three areas in your neck, C3, C4, and C5, help to coordinate the phrenic nerve, and the phrenic nerve attaches to the diaphragm that helps the diaphragm expand and contract, which is what allows for proper digestion as well as proper breathing, as long as that diaphragm is expanding and contracting in a normal fashion. And
how does that work? How does the diaphragm affect the digestion?
Well, when your diaphragm is, when you breathe in and you fill your lungs with air, the diaphragm is supposed to expand downwards.
Right.
And what that's going to do is that's going to push up against and push into the abdominal cavity, which is where the digestive organs sit. And when you breathe out and the diaphragm contracts back to normal, then you take the pressure off the abdominal cavity. But that pressure on, pressure off, pressure on, pressure off creates a little pumping mechanism that helps with the peristalsis and helps with moving the food through you and helps maintain you know, proper digestion as far as how the food moves through you or doesn't move through you.
So interesting that we would now talk about breathing and find out that it has this relationship to digestion. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I have some more questions to ask you about what you do when you find a person who comes into your office that is having some kind of breathing issues.
Absolutely, but please consider listening to this commercial from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about various health problems that I've seen in my office and how we approach them, I guess. What are your questions, Mark?
So many people today have breathing issues. There are so many allergies. We live in the Hudson Valley, and every time the seasons change, there are a lot of allergies. I'd like to know, when somebody presents some kind of allergic response, breathing-wise, what do you do in your office, what's the first thing that you do with somebody who comes in and says, I've got terrible allergies today, doc?
Most important is that if they're coming in as a first time versus somebody who's already a practice member, if they're coming in as a first time, we're going to sit down with them and we're going to take a good, full history. We're going to ask them questions that most doctors never even consider asking. Or we're going to get their whole life history and how this condition is related to things that have happened in their past, whether they're traumas or whether they're exposures or whether there's allergies, etc. And we're going to get an understanding of what's actually going on with that person. And then we're going to transition from that to doing an evaluation, focusing in specifically on all the different components that impact that particular problem that they have. You know, are there emotional components associated with it? Are there toxicity components, too many toxins in the body associated with their condition? Are they missing certain vital nutrients to help the body function and heal that particular area of the body? Is it related to an allergy? Is it some sort of structural imbalance that regulates the nerves and how that goes to the respiratory system and allowing this respiratory system to work in a normal fashion? Or has something come in and altered the physiology of the person's body that we need to address?
Would it be one of those things? Would it be a combination? Would it be all of those things?
Yes. It could be one. It could be a few. It could be all of them. And it depends upon the individual and depends upon how they're presenting. And it depends upon, how long they've had their issue.
So an allergy could be simply just related to some kind of toxin that's getting in the body that you're breathing in and then the body's trying to get rid of.
It could be that, or it could be something that you're coming in contact with. It alters the way that you breathe. It could be something that you're eating that could alter the way that you breathe. And so it's
important.
How would
something you eat alter the way you breathe?
Well, a simple example would be is if you ate something that irritated how the gallbladder likes to function, and so what happens is you get some indigestion and you get some reflux and you get some gastroesophageal reflux disease, and ultimately you get a hiatal hernia associated with that, which is where the stomach now pushes up through the diaphragm and is sitting in the middle of the diaphragm, and part of it is in the thoracic cavity as well as the abdominal cavity, and so that hinders how the diaphragm expands and contracts, and you can't get a breath in all the way. And that would create shortness of breath and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's interesting because, so much of this type of health issue is located in the torso. And the torso, from the shoulders down to the pelvis, is where all the organs of the body are basically housed. And so they all interact with each other, and kind of is understandable how one organ could affect another.
Absolutely. And what we need to appreciate is that people are dynamic creatures. They are not just a pair of lungs. They are not just a heart. They are not just a gastrointestinal system. They are not just a kidney system. They are not a reproductive system. We have all of those systems, but they all coordinate, function, get along, and participate harmoniously until they don't. And so we need to treat people as people, not as isolated systems or organs or glands. It is a person who has an imbalance, and you need to understand why the person has the imbalance.
That's really interesting that you talk about treating the whole person. Again, not dealing with just treating the lungs, but that approach is pretty radically different than what most people are used to if they're going to the regular Western doctor.
Well, yeah, because we've subspecialized so much in the last 50 years in our healthcare system, in the fact that you have to go see the quote specialist who's only going to look at you from that perspective, and people aren't just one perspective. We're multiple perspectives. We got multiple systems, multiple organs, multiple glands, multiple things going on with inside of our skin, including our skin, and all of it's related, and all of it depends upon every other part of it, and understanding the dynamics of how a body fits together and how it functions is very, very important if you want the whole thing to work in harmony together as a whole, mm-hmm. not just as a particular organ, gland, or system.
Mm-hmm. And, and in breathing, I mean, there are two parts of the breath. There's the inhalation where you breathe, you bring air into the body, and then there's also the expunging of the air that you've breathed in, and that helps to remove toxins and waste. So when you look at the breathing, do you separate those two parts of the breath? Do you look at those as different things?
Yeah, because there's different faults that can occur. A person can have an inspiration fault, when they're inspiring, it creates a particular imbalance that's not there when they're expiring. Or they can have an expirational fault. And so having the understanding of that and being able to evaluate a person on inspiration versus evaluating them on expiration, and even evaluating them while they hold their breath, can create and uncover different problems that a person has that, you know, the average practitioner, certainly the average allopathic practitioner, would never typically consider, and wouldn't necessarily understand why that may be involved and why the person has the problem that they have. But when a person has any kind of breathing issue, we are dealing with both the thoracic cavity where the lungs are housed, and we're dealing with the abdominal cavity because it's the area below the diaphragm. And if the person is breathing correctly and expanding and contracting their diaphragm while they breathe versus incorrectly when they hold their diaphragm and everything moves above the diaphragm, then that's going to create abdominal problems because the esophagus is only so long, and that esophagus is going to get tractioned up if everybody breathes above the diaphragm, and that's going to pull some of the digestive organs from below the diaphragm, specifically the stomach, up into and possibly above the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm. And because of that, if there are other issues in other parts of the abdominal cavity, those could actually then create stitches in the body where the breathing becomes interrupted, so that the problem may not be the breathing, but maybe something else in that part of your body.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Interesting.
We've all appreciated that if we go do some sort of physical activity as a kid too quickly after we've eaten, we get a cramp.
Right.
You know, we get that abdominal cramp, that stitch you just mentioned. That's you know, oh, I can't continue moving because I got this stitch in my stomach right now. And it's the difference between your ability to function and have the blood all transferred out to your extremities, so you can do physical activity, versus it all being confined to your digestive system because it's digesting.
And once again, the brain, the body's intelligence is in operation here.
Absolutely.
Well, this is fascinating conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to continue this discussion and see if we can uncover some more interesting insights into what goes on with your health.
Absolutely. But listen to this commercial and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about respiratory issues associated with any sort of breathing problems and how I see them and what I do to help them in my office. And Mark, I'm sure you have plenty of questions.
Well, I do. And I mean, let's just begin with this very specific question. If there are problems with the lungs, how, as a chiropractor and with all the other modalities that you have at your fingertips, how do you deal with a problem that's dealing with the lungs?
Well, when we've determined that the respiratory system has stress and it's not functioning the way that it's supposed to, we're going to evaluate all the different reasons for that. Is the diaphragm expanding and contracting properly? Is the stomach where it's supposed to be, below the diaphragm as opposed to in or above the diaphragm with a hiatal hernia? You know, is the cardiovascular system doing what it's supposed to do to get oxygen and carbon dioxide to the lungs so that the lungs can do what they're supposed to do? Are the bronchial tracheal trees and the bronchioles and the alveoli expanding and contracting the way that they're supposed to allow air in and allow air out? And are the nerves that control how all of that functions that come out of your spine, are they properly communicating and functioning, or do they have any sort of pressure or interference interference from people who have, you know, imbalances musculoskeletal wise within their middle back and shoulders. All of these things are things that need to be evaluated. And then when we get deeper into it, then we evaluate what's the nutritional abilities of those lungs. Are they missing certain ingredients that will cause them to have problems? Do we need to supplement some lung supplements to help the lungs function better? Do we need to evaluate the person for any allergies that may be impacting that, whether they're respiratory allergies or food allergies or even contact allergies?
Mm-hmm. So you really address that in a wide swath of different ways of looking at it. And how do you determine if those imbalances exist? Is this something that you use your manual muscle testing to discover, or?
That's exactly correct. The main tool that I use in the office is manual muscle testing, and it is a very effective technique to pick up on as little as 2% loss in normal function, certainly greater than waiting till you have a 60% loss in normal functioning. If there's worst case scenario, person will have lost 25% of normal functioning. But, you know, people wait, and so they'll come into my office and they'll already be full-blown problem. They'll already have tried to take it with the different medications. They'll already have tried to manage it in some way, shape, or form. And my job is to help them change that, reverse that, and get off of that so that they can just go back to having normal functioning lungs and respiratory system.
I see. So the idea that you can determine whether somebody has an issue prior to becoming symptomatic. So a lot of times you may go to the physician and the physician will say, well, yeah, I understand that you're having some issues, but there's nothing that's diagnosable at this point. In your office, you actually will address that situation at that point.
Right, because we're looking at functional illness, which is before it qualifies for medical intervention. We're dealing with the type of illness that happens greater than 40% of normal functioning, just not 100% normal functioning. So that gap between 100% and 40%, that whole 60% of normal functioning that creates malfunction is where I deal with. And I also deal with the people who have lost greater than 60% of normal functioning that now qualify for medical intervention, that qualify for their health insurance to now kick in, and that qualify for medication. My job is to bring them back above that threshold so that they don't ever actually have to have full-blown disease.
Mm-hmm. So even somebody that has cancer or precancerous that you can actually work with?
Absolutely, because I don't work with diseases. I work with patients. I work with people. I work with making the whole person's body balanced and function the way that it's supposed to. And all of these symptoms or all of these diseased entities that have been properly named, those are all an indication that they've lost normal balance and they've lost normal function. My job is to bring the body back into balance and normal function by understanding what the mechanism was that caused it to go out of balance to begin with. And when you treat people that way, you're not treating disease, you're treating the person, and you're helping them to be healthy as opposed to treating disease.
Well, that is really profoundly different approach to healthcare than I think what most people are used to if they've just been going to their medical doctors. And I think that certainly we can't answer everybody's questions on the air, but people, I'm sure, have other questions that they'd like to ask or might be interested in querying you about what your advice or your perspective would be on their particular situation. If they're interested in contacting you, what, again, is the way to best reach you?
Best way to do that is to give my office a call. The phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And whether it's on the phone or whether it's via email, I really enjoy interacting with people from all over the country, people from all over the world who get a hold of me and they want to have a conversation because, I guess they feel that I'm going to give them the answer that they need and that I'm easy to talk to and that I give them the understanding that they need in order to take control of themselves. So it's my pleasure. It's one of my passions, and it certainly is my mission is to educate and help people understand how to take back control of their health and overcome their health concerns.
Well, this is really great. And once again, you know, we've used another 30 minutes to help people understand better what they can do about their health and how to be proactive about their health and a different approach to health. healthcare than people might traditionally be using. So I thank you for doing this show, for what you do, the dedication that you have to your practice, to your patients, and to the world. It's a great service that you offer. Thanks, Doc.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And that's it for this week's show. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.